"There's nothing better than good hickory smoke," said Pa. "That will make good venison that will keep anywhere, in any weather." Then he took his gun, and slinging his axe on his shoulder, he went away to the clearing to cut down some more trees. Laura and Ma watched the fire for several days. When the smoke stopped coming through the cracks, Laura would bring more hickory chips, and Ma would put them on the fire under the meat. All the time, there was a little smell of smoke
in the yard.
And when the door was opened, a thick, smoky, meaty smell came out. At last, Pa said the venison had smoked long enough. Then he let the fire go out, and Pa took all the strips and pieces of meat out of the hollow tree. Ma wrapped each piece neatly in paper and hung them in the attic, where they would keep safe and dry.